News Talk 1620 WTAW. During a special meeting today at the Bryan City Council, there was a 6-1 vote accepting the city secretary's decision regarding a political action committee's pursuit of asking Bryan voters to make 10 changes to the city charter. Only Mike Sutherland, who's a member of the Bryan New Directions PAC, voted against the city secretary's decision that the petition fell 355 signatures short of the minimum. There was little discussion before the vote, which was chaired by Mayor Andrew Nelson and included comments from City Attorney Janice Hampton.
First item on the agenda is statutory agenda item. Do I have a motion?
Mayor, I'd like to approve the report. I'd like to approve. Item A, to accept consideration.
Okay, hearing no second, I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, any discussion?
Yeah, Mayor.
Matt, yes. I just point out to the council, this item, the city secretary's certification, under section 9.004 of the Texas Local Government Code, the city secretary has a ministerial duty when a charter amendment petition is presented to verify whether or not it has the sufficient number of qualified voter signatures, and she's required to deliver it to the city council, that certification. You are not voting today whether or not you approve, agree with her, reject it. You are just acknowledging the receipt of this delivery of the certification.
You're talking about
that's
this,
all that's taking
this
place
here
today.
Which we have received here?
Yes. You're just acknowledging that it's received.
So it's on the record that we have received.
You don't have the ability to accept it, reject it, change it, or direct her. It's her certification. She's required to deliver it to you, and you are just voting that you have received it, acknowledging receipt.
Okay. Councilman Sutherland?
Yes. So what does that mean in terms of the petition?
It just means that you've received it. She's required to deliver it to you, and you've gotten it. So that's all this vote is.
So that's a report. That's all it is. Report.
Yes, sir. This step does.
So that's all it means is a report.
All it means is that she has delivered it to you, and you've received it.
Provides us that.
Per state law. You don't have any other authority to do anything else with the certification but to receive it.
Okay. Sounds pretty straightforward. Any other questions? Okay. All right. There's no further discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay. We have item passes, and we are adjourned.
I visited with Mayor Nelson after the meeting.
Let's start with what did the council do today regarding the petition by Bryan New Directions?
Well, today we just did, this was an administrative procedure where we received the certification that was completed by our chief election official for Bryan, which is our city secretary, Mary Lynn Strada, and we received it.
And what action was taken?
No action was taken other than the action to receive it, receive the certified report.
Which, in layman's terms, is the Bryan New Directions petition going to be on the ballot in November?
No.
The basis of the council's vote was what?
The basis of our vote was simply to acknowledge receipt of the report from the city secretary explaining to us that a petition had been filed and that petition was found insufficient.
Based on?
Based on our city secretary's review of that petition and the signatures, it did not have the sufficient signatures to be on the ballot in November. It had 216. There are a lot of details on it. I would say the total signatures contained in the original petition filed was 1,874. In order to amend that by state law, they needed to have at least had 1,916. So pretty much it was 1,874. Of that, they needed to have 1,741 that were good signatures in order to be sufficient. And just the number of people who signed who weren't even registered voters in the state were 216. And, I mean, that alone invalidated the petition, as well as people who signed it multiple times. There were 32 people who signed it multiple times. And there's a bunch of other little things, but those two alone made it insufficient.
Is there anything else that needs to be shared with Bryan voters about this?
Well, I just appreciate we have someone with almost 30 years of experience, one of our most experienced city secretaries in Texas, really around the country, who goes around and teaches people about how to do these things properly, a fantastic city attorney's office, deputy attorneys. I just want to thank them for their professionalism and doing such a good job. You know, the city council wasn't really a part of this. I know one council member was a part of the petition, but for the most part, we all just let them do their job, and I think they did an outstanding job. Thank them for their service.
I also visited with Mike Sutherland during today's council meeting, made an attempt to separate this particular item from the rest of the statutory agenda, and that did not happen. And then you voted no regarding the statutory agenda, and you asked a question along the way that the city attorney answered. So with that all as background, your observations after all that happened today?
Well, my first observation is she quoted the wrong law. Second observation is she pretty much said that the report had no action behind it. That was just a report. And the third thing is that what we're looking at here is voter violations. You can't keep a registered voter from voting on an issue. That's against the law. So that's what I was trying to get them to look at, and they appeared not to even care about looking at it. So now what's going to happen is the Justice Department will get involved, and so will the Secretary of State get involved on these voter rights issues. Because you cannot deny people a right to vote. If they're registered to vote, no matter how you collect their signatures, as long as they sign it, as long as they're registered to vote, they can vote. You can't deny them.
And the response to whoever reviewed those signatures and tried to cross-check them with records in Brazos County and with the state, and they could not find that they were registered voters in the city of Bryan.
That's not true. That's absolutely wrong. Okay, what they did, number one, because we went back and double-checked everyone that they had eliminated, and there was two voters that had the same voter ID on the database, not on our records, on the Brazos County database. So that's not their fault, and that doesn't deny them the right to vote. Second thing is that they eliminated people that were that the circulator was not a registered voter in Bryan. There's no requirement for that. Section 36 of the charter says we follow the state law in circulating a charter petition. State law. State law does not speak to what the qualifications are in a charter election, in a charter petition. Okay. Now, in some towns it does. Like in Sherman, they have a place in their charter, very last part, just like our, in their city charter, just like ours, that says that you do a charter amendment by state law, plus you use a section of the charter. Ours does not say that. In College Station's charter, it says that when you circulate a charter amendment, you got to have five people qualified to circulate. Ours doesn't say that. It says follow state law. So that's wrong. The couple other things is there were people, one set of voters voted on the 26th and the 20—signed the charter petition on the 26th and 27th, but the notary put the 25th on there, the wrong date. But they're still qualified voters. They still signed the charter petition. So that was a ministerial error as far as I'm concerned.
Have you made the contact yet then with the Justice Department?
I have. I sent a letter to the Justice Department as soon as we're done here, and I have time. I'm going to the House and send it to the state.
Any sort of idea of a goal of having this still available for the November election?
The problem is the city secretary has run us out of time. She didn't follow, I don't know what law she followed. She made them up, I think, because she said she followed Section 10, where we had to have circulators voting in registered voters in the city, but she didn't follow the second part, which says we got 10 days to cure. So I don't know what she followed. The other part of this that's been left out is that for a petition, for a charter amendment petition, there's all kinds of petitions, but for a charter amendment petition, there is no deadline, because the way the state law reads is that if I turn it in to you today and I got enough time to process it to get it on November ballot, I can do that. But if I don't, I can put it on the next ballot, which is in May. The signatures have to be less than 180 days old when I turn it in. But once I turn it in, they stop aging. So whenever it qualifies to go on the ballot, then it goes on the ballot. So there's plenty of time to process it for May. So I'm not sure what they're doing now, because the council wouldn't discuss it. They wouldn't ask any questions about it. So, you know, we're just going to have to proceed with it in another way, because we need to get it done, because we had like 2,190 people that voted, that signed the petition. Obviously, we turned out to be about, let's see, 1741 is what we need, 1850, something like that, that we had. So we had about 80 more that we say were qualified voters, and they're on the voter registration list. So something's got to be done. We can't just ignore that. The people that we walked the streets with, we had 74 people walking the streets to get these signatures. They need to know we're not going to quit till it's done, and it's not done yet.
I asked Mayor Nelson about the PAC's decision to seek relief from federal and state agencies, as well as a letter the PAC sent to the media last week explaining its position they had 80 more petition signatures than required.
There were numerous factually incorrect statements in their letter that were addressed to the Bryan Mayor and the Bryan City Council. I'll certainly attempt to correct some of those today. Based on the plain language of the Texas Local Government Code, and I'm looking at a sheet of paper here, but quoting section 9.004, when a petition for a proposed charter amendment is presented, the city secretary has a ministerial duty to verify whether a sufficient or insufficient number of qualified voters sign the petition. So our city secretary certified the New Directions petition is insufficient. That's her job to make that determination. She did so because the petition did not contain the minimum required number of qualified voter signatures. It's pretty straightforward. Per state law, in order to be sufficient, this charter amendment petition needed 1,741 adequate complete signatures of Bryan qualified voters. It did not. It contained only 1,386 signatures and therefore fell short of the required number. Also, per state law, in order to append the originally submitted petition with more signatures at a later date, the original filing needed to have at least 1,916 signatures. It did not. The original petition only contained 1,874 signatures. So, and of these signatures, it was verified that 216 people who signed the petition were not registered voters at the time that check was done appropriately with the process. So that was as of July 2nd. And as of July 2nd, I don't know whether some of them have been added since or whether they're still not. And we're not talking about, a number being off or they forgot to put a voter registration. They're not even registered voters as of that date. Based on this category of strikes alone, the petition was insufficient to meet the required number of qualified voter signatures. In addition to striking signatures from hundreds of unregistered voters, 32 signatures were struck where the same individual signed the petition more than once, one of which signed the petition four separate times. That's interesting, hard to forget that, but there were numerous other legally appropriate strikes. Every single strike required by our city secretary was also verified as consistent with local, state, and federal law by the Bryan City Attorney and the Assistant City Attorney. So regarding the time taken that was also mentioned in that letter by our city secretary to certify this recent petition, state law does not dictate a deadline for the city secretary verification process on an original petition, and that's what this was. However, the city charter allows the city secretary 10 business days from the date of filing of the original petition. The process that she had was completed on the 9th business day after filing. So today, our city council received the certified results of the insufficient petition from the city secretary. And I guess I would just say on behalf of the city council, we thank our city secretary, her staff, our city attorney, the first assistant city attorney for their professionalism in carrying out their duties for all the citizens of Bryan. We thank them and we think they did a very good job.
Since the council meeting, I've had an opportunity to visit with Councilman Sutherland, who's also a member of the PAC that submitted those petition signatures. And after today's vote, he has notified me. He says he has sent a letter to the U.S. Department of Justice and plans to do the same with the Texas Secretary of State's office regarding this matter. I know I'm springing this on you, but any response initially?
Nothing would surprise me at this point. And I've heard people say you can try to explain it, but you can't make them understand it. And I guess we are where we are. So hopefully maybe they can do a better job of explaining it so he can understand what's going on here. But our city attorney, first assistant city attorney, our city secretary, they worked hand in hand on all these things to make sure this was absolutely done appropriately, professionally. And I think any raising of questions at this point, at least based on what was contained in this letter, is unfounded and I think out of line.
According to the city secretary, 216 signatures came from people who were not registered anywhere to vote, and 32 came from people who signed the petition multiple times. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.